Every choice we make has consequences, shaping not only our personal journey but also influencing our identity, relationships, and the world around us. However, the relationship between choice, change, and free will is far more complex than a simple distinction between right and wrong. A fundamental aspect of choice is identity, who we believe we are, who we aspire to be, and how we want to be perceived by others. What one person sees as growth and transformation, another may see as disruption or loss of self. Some people attempt to guide, persuade, or convince others, believing they are offering a higher perspective. Others resist, holding firmly to their existing identity, shaped by personal experiences, culture, and social conditioning. In a world where perspectives constantly collide, how do we navigate the interplay of personal choice, ethical influence, and acceptance of differences? Let us explore why people make the choices they do, why change is difficult, when persuasion is ethical, and how to maintain harmony while staying true to one's values. 1. The nature of values. Why do people choose what they do? Every person values something, and these values determine their choices. But where do these values come from? Personal experience, pain, success, trauma, and joy shape what we prioritize. Cultural conditioning, society teaches us what is right or desirable. Family influence, core beliefs are passed down through generations. Emotional needs, people choose based on what makes them feel safe, loved, or in control. Cognitive bias, we seek information that confirms our existing beliefs. Many people do not consciously choose their values, they inherit them. This explains why even when faced with new perspectives, people cling to what feels familiar, not because it's best, but because it's safe. Key insight: true choice begins when a person questions their conditioning and consciously selects what aligns with their deeper truth. Point 2. The illusion of free will. Are we truly making choices? While we believe we have complete free will, many of our decisions are shaped by social norms, what will others think, survival instincts, which option is least risky, emotional attachments, I've always believed this. Changing now is painful. Subconscious programming, my past experiences dictate my choices. Breaking free from unconscious decision-making requires awareness. The moment we ask, am I making this choice freely, or is it influenced by fear, ego, or conditioning? We step closer to genuine autonomy. Key insight: most people operate on autopilot. True free will exists only when choices are made with full awareness and intention. Point 3. The emotional resistance to change. Change is difficult because it threatens identity. If I change, who am I? Control, the unknown is scary. Belonging, will I still fit in? Emotional security, this belief has kept me safe. Why do people resist change even when it's beneficial? Loss aversion, the brain fears losing something more than it desires gaining something better. Cognitive dissonance, when faced with a truth that contradicts our belief, the mind prefers denial over discomfort. Ego protection, admitting we were wrong is painful. Defending our past choices feels easier. How to approach someone resistant to change? Ask reflective questions instead of saying, "You're wrong." Ask, "What led you to this belief?" Acknowledge their emotions. Change is emotional, not just logical. Give space for self-realization. People transform when they feel safe, not when they feel attacked. Key insight: people resist change not because they can't see the truth, but because the truth threatens their emotional safety. Point 4. Persuasion versus ethical influence. When and how to convince others. Trying to convince someone to change is often met with resistance. However, persuasion is not inherently wrong. What matters is intent and method. When is persuasion justified? When someone's belief is harming themselves or others. When they seek guidance. When they lack awareness of an important truth. Ethical persuasion methods lead by example, inspire through actions, not arguments. Use stories and metaphors. Logic rarely changes minds, but personal experiences do. Encourage self-reflection, let them find the answer within. Avoid manipulation, forcing change through guilt, fear, or authority leads to resentment, not transformation. Key insight: influence should be an invitation to explore new perspectives, not a demand to abandon old ones. Point 5. When and why do people get persuaded? People change when they experience cognitive dissonance, when their belief no longer aligns with reality. Trust in the messenger influence is strongest when there's emotional connection. Personal breaking point crisis often triggers openness to new perspectives. Key insight: people don't change just because of logic. They change when their emotions, experiences, and timing align. Point 6. Respecting individual will. Letting others choose their own path. How to balance guiding and letting go. Respect individual will. People have reasons for their choices, even if we disagree. Release attachment to outcomes. Share insights, but accept if they don't resonate. Recognize that growth is subjective. What looks like progress to one person may feel like loss to another. Key insight: you can offer wisdom, but people must choose their own journey. Point 7. The influence of collective consciousness. No choice is made in isolation. Society, media, and culture shape individual decisions. How to make choices free from collective conditioning. Question norms: do I believe this because it's true or because I was told to? Observe emotional triggers. Does fear guide my decision? Expand perspectives. Engage with people who think differently. Key insight: the more conscious we become of external influences, the more freely we can choose. Point 8. Detachment: the art of letting go. Trying to change others can lead to frustration. When is it time to step back? When persuasion leads to resistance, not understanding. When it's affecting your peace. When their choice does not harm them or others. Key insight: true leadership is about offering guidance without attachment to being followed. Point 9. The role of self-reflection in making better choices. People make conscious choices when they reflect deeply. Why do I believe this? Expand perspectives. What if I'm wrong? Embrace uncertainty. Growth requires discomfort. Key insight: self-awareness leads to better decision-making and inner freedom. Point 10. The ripple effect of choices. Every choice, no matter how small, creates momentum. Over time, they shape our habits. Repeated actions become our identity. Our mindset, the beliefs we reinforce, become reality. Our future, every choice is a building block of destiny. Key insight: choice is the foundation of our existence. Choose with awareness, not habit. Conclusion: every choice is a reflection of one's values, shaped by experience, conditioning, and personal will. While growth may seem universal, its meaning is deeply personal. What empowers one may unsettle another. Recognize that people hold their beliefs for reasons that feel valid to them. Instead of imposing change, honor their right to choose, just as you cherish your own freedom. Live by example, for influence is strongest through action, not persuasion. Guide without attachment, share without expectation, and accept that some may never see what you see. True wisdom lies in knowing when to speak and when to step back, when to inspire and when to let life be the teacher. Detach from the need to be right, for truth is vast and ever unfolding. Approach others with curiosity rather than judgment, fostering dialogue instead of division. Accept that not all will align with your path, and that is the beauty of free will. Above all, cultivate awareness in your own choices. Question what you believe, examine what influences you, and embrace change when it calls. The quality of your life is the sum of your decisions. Choose consciously, live authentically, and let others do the same. Wisdom lies in knowing when to guide and when to let go. Influence is not about control, but about creating space for others to see new possibilities on their own.